Hello, my wild ones, and welcome back to the Wild Extremities podcast, a vlog style podcast where we search to find beauty in the wild extremities of our souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. My name is Brittany Scott, and I am your host, and I am just so happy to have you guys back. Thanks for coming. I post daily, so come back again tomorrow. Or not, come back again tomorrow. And don't forget to check out my blog, wildextremities.com, and subscribe if you like me and want to see more of this kind of stuff, as well as my poetry. You can also follow me on all of my social media platforms at Wild Extremities. Made it real simple. I'm most active on Instagram, by the way, so definitely find me there. Slide in my DMs. I promise I don't bite. And we can be friends, honestly. Also, you can find this podcast pretty much anywhere except for Spotify, because Spotify is bougie and we have to level up before we get there. So let's get started. Hey guys, so today's podcast episode is going to be on when you can't trust his hand, trust his heart. So happy Sabbath to those of my Sabbath keeper listeners. And to those who aren't, you know, happy Saturday. I talked about this last night about how I've been struggling spiritually. I've been struggling spiritually, and I think it's important to acknowledge that, to not just show people or allow people to know, like, when you are on your spiritual mountaintop, because you get into your spiritual valleys and you question and you get confused, and there's always so much to learn and to grow, like, from with, like, God. And so I guess for me, I began thinking, like, I was struggling because I got into the place of spiritual exhaustion, which you guys saw that. And I wasn't praying. I wasn't reading my Bible. I would just literally pray about the fact that I'm not praying. I'm like, God, keep me until I get back on my feet spiritually. And that was it. And then from there, I got out of the place of spiritual exhaustion. But I did, like, there were still struggles. I still had issues. And one of the big issues was just the fact that I didn't feel safe with God. And I didn't know that that was the issue until my mom prayed for me and kind of, like, exposed my issue as my issue. But that was a big problem for me, is just not feeling safe with God. Because, so I told you about the story of Job really plaguing me. I talked about this yesterday, because it really did plague me. It really was a serious, like, thing for me in my life, was this story of Job. And I didn't get it. I didn't appreciate it, because I thought about it, like, okay, well, if you guys don't know the story of Job, we can talk about it. And I kind of touched on it last night as well. But pretty much, in the story of Job, Job was a rich man with a good life, a bunch of kids, a wife that loved him, a wife that he loved, with good, like, standing in the community, well-respected man. Then Satan goes up to God. It's like, hey, you know, what is it called? Look at your planet. And then God is like, well, what about Job? Job is a good guy. Job is like, Job is a good guy. Job is, like, mad decent. And then Satan's like, well, he's only mad decent because you treat him so good. But if you stopped, if you took away your hedge of protection away from him, Job would curse you. And God was like, okay, well, you know, try it out. And at first God was like, but you can't touch his body. Eventually, you know,
Job passed the test of not touching his body. And Satan was like, the only reason why Job is still with you and, you know, dealing with you is because you said you can't touch his body. But, you know, now, like that, what is it called? Yeah. But now, yeah, I can't. If I can't touch his body, that, like, that's the only, if I could touch his body, Job would definitely, you know, curse you. And, you know, not, he wouldn't be rocking with you like that if I touched his body. And so then God is like, okay, we'll try it. And then he does, and Job, so the whole story is Job gets boils on his entire body. He's in pain. He's just struggling. Then on top of that, he loses all of his respect in his community, because back in those times, there was that idea that if, you know, you're sick or something like that, it's like, it's because God has cursed you and because, you know, you've done something wrong. And so his, like, status in his community was, like, trash. He had, like, even his younger friends coming to him and saying, like, hey, yo, like, you need to get right with God. Job, we thought you were a good guy. And so, you know, all of that. And pretty much Job doesn't, and his kids died. And his wife was like, hey, you know, just, Job just curse God and die. And it was a whole thing. It was a whole debacle. Poor Job. And so I was looking at the story of Job and I didn't like it. I didn't like the story of Job because realistically, Job didn't go through that because, you know, he would look back on it and be like, wow, you know, that was such a great thing that I went through. He wouldn't look back on it and be like, oh, that was such a great thing that I went through. Because he, at the end, he got everything back and he got 10 times more. And that's cute and all, but was it worth it? I don't think so. Like, if I were Job, that would have been a very unsatisfying deal for me. Getting 10 times more when I was already rich and already happy and satisfied. So then I was like, well, maybe it was about Job's character. But then Job was an upstanding man and God knew that. God knew what was about to happen. God knew that Job wasn't going to curse him before he even allowed Satan to do that to him. And so then I was just like, well, you know, how can I feel safe in the arms of God knowing that, you know, he didn't do this for Job? Like, that test wasn't to help Job in any way. The point of that test was for the universe, was to show the universe. And it was for me, centuries later, to be able to look at the story of Job and to be blessed by it and also confused by it, but mainly blessed, or mainly confused. I don't know. We'll see. And for me, I took my boards, as I spoke about recently, I took my boards. And for me, when I think about it, I'm like, God, you know, if you let me do really well on this test, I'm going to trust you. Like, we both know the end result of this. If I do really well on this test, I'm going to trust you and do what you have to, what you say to do. If I fail this test, I'm also going to trust you. I'll be sad for a bit, but I'm going to trust you. And so I'm like, God, so can't we just skip all of this and just let me do well? Can't I just do well on the test so we don't have to let me do bad? And then the story of Job pops up into my head. It's like, what if your trial is about more than just you? I'm like, but God, if you're supposed to be a good father, like, shouldn't my trials be about me? Like, Because you're here thinking about the world, but if you were just thinking about me, if I was the only person that you had to worry about, would I go through all the things that I go through? And that was the question. Because it's like, if God is so good and all that stuff, like, wouldn't all of his choices for me be better than my choices for me? Like, wouldn't they affect me better than my choices for me would affect me? Yeah, because I'm like, maybe I may fail. And if I do fail, maybe that, like, when I look back years later, that fail would not have propelled me into my future or anything like that, or done better for my life than if I had passed. It just stressed me out. And so, I've been grappling with that question. I've been grappling with the whole question and grappling with the idea of safety in the arms of God, because I'm like, God, would you make the same decisions if it was just me on this planet? Would you make the same decisions for my life if I was the only one here? And I'm like, I don't think so. And the thing is that, yes, last night I talked about the fact that I am stepping into a new season of my life, which is just so beautiful and so exciting. And so the only thing that I feel like has been hindering me is my relationship with God. Because my relationship with God has, as I said, been struggling. And I just don't think that you can move into a new season of your life until, like, every area of your old season is kind of caught up to date. Like, you know, I think you kind of have to, like, conquer this area of your old seasons, or at least find out where you need to conquer in areas of your old season in order to move into your new season. And I'm like, God, me and you are struggling, and I can't go into a new season of my life. I can't experience newness of life until we handle what is happening between us. And so in that, I have been praying about the story of Job and about my feelings towards the story of Job and my fears towards the story of Job, because mainly it's fears. That's mainly what I have in terms of Job. And so I've been really, like, seeking God in terms of that story and asking God for, I guess, yeah, I've been asking God for clarity and for meaning and understanding, because I'm like, God, I want to be able to feel safe with you again, because I don't. And I don't like that feeling, because if I can't feel safe in the arms of God, where can I feel safe? What hope do I have if God's arms aren't enough for me? And so, yeah, I have been praying about that. And last night I got the answer. And the answer was awesome. It was something awesome. And it was just the fact that God wouldn't have chosen that for Job. And I was like, wow. Like, if it was only about God, God would not have chosen that for Job. But then that's the nature of a sinful world, a sin-ridden world that God wouldn't have chosen for him, like, for his people. Because, yeah, like, Job was God's little homie. He loved Job. He took care of Job, and Job did right by God. And when God saw Job in that pain, in that suffering, God wasn't happy about that. He didn't feel good about that, but it was bigger than it. Like, I don't think that something can be bigger than God, but you know what I'm saying? Like, where it was about more than just, you know, God. It was or it was about more than just Job. It was about more than just God and how he feels about Job. It was about the world and being able to prove that God is just. And if he didn't let Job go through that, then, you know, his justness would be called into question. And as much as God knows the end from the beginning, no other being knows the end from the beginning. So while God knows, okay, Job would never, you know, curse me, but Satan doesn't know that. The rest of the universe doesn't know that, that's looking on. And so pretty much God had to let Job go through that for that purpose, but it wasn't in the perfect will of God. If God had a better option, God wouldn't have done that to Job. And for me, that is where I'm able to find solace. That, yes, like it was pretty much just like, yeah, Job went through all of that because, not because God had something better for him at the end, not because God wanted him to be better or anything like that, but it was like because, like, the world needed it. In order for God to be God, he had to prove himself, and he had to show himself, like, you know, good and just and everything that God claims to be. And so because of that, Job kind of got caught in the crosshairs. But the way that Job felt, how Job felt the pain and Job felt the hurt, like, God felt even more of that pain and that hurt. Because one, that's his friend, that's his homie. Two, God let him go through that issue, that problem. And three, like, when you know a perfect world and when you know what you imagine, like, so, you know, as a kid, as a daughter, I have plans for my parents now. And when I see my parents go through things, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, here's what I want for them. Here's what I wish that they would have. Here's what, you know, X, Y, and Z. And when I find that my parents aren't living the life that I would love for them to live, that I, you know, hope for, that I dream of, I feel kind of crummy about it. I feel bad about, you know, my parents not living the lives that, you know, they were called to or that they were supposed to live. And so, like, I just imagine God, when God has a perfect plan and he created this perfect world that, you know, ended up being very imperfect. Just imagine God's heart, how it yearned and how he's like, wow, this is never what I wanted. This is never what I dreamed of. And yeah. And I guess sometimes I had started seeing God in this, like, sadistic way where it's like, oh, you know, God wants us to go through these things and we just in pain for no reason and it don't even make sense. And it's like, it's not even like he's perfecting my character or he's doing this. He's doing this so that somebody else will be, like, good. And I'm like, but if this is supposed to be for me, if this, like, and it's like, yes, that's selfish. That's definitely selfish. But still, can you imagine, like, your parents dying or you, like, getting really sick or you, like, ending up homeless and, like, your only reason for being homeless is so that, you know, Sue over there, who's not homeless, can see your homelessness, be blessed by it, and live a better life. But it's like, what about me? What about me? Did I ask to be a martyr for the world? Like, no. And even in that, even in saying that, it's important for us to allow God to change our hearts and our minds, because honestly, you know, a few podcasts back, I talked about the fact that people are worth it. And that is really the truth. People are worth it. And when we get in our heads that, I guess, like when we get so caught up in our heads that, you know, oh, like I want this and I want that and I want X, Y, and Z. And, oh,
you see.
When you get caught up in that place, you end up losing the fact that people are worth it. People are worth my suffering. And that's a hard thing. But then that's what God thought of. Like, that was God's thought when he sent Jesus. It was like, people are worth my suffering. People are worth my pain. And it's like, until we get to that place of being able to be okay being a martyr for the world, and even in being a martyr for the world, knowing that that was not God's plan for us, that doesn't bring God joy. Us being in pain, us being in agony, us living like less than the perfection that God had, you know, had really called us to, expected for us, wanted for us. Like, us living outside of that was not a part of God's plan. But sometimes we have to get there. Sometimes we do have to be a martyr for the cause. And we have to be able to be comfortable in that. And when we can't understand his hand, when we can't see his hand, when his hand is just, it looks like it's playing peekaboo. We have to be able to trust the heart of God. So that is the end of this podcast. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Please come back every day. We post every day, and it is a vlog style, it's a vlog style podcast. And you can find us on all of, like, anywhere that you can find podcasts, pretty much, including Spotify, guys. I guess maybe next podcast I'll talk about why I'm so excited to be on Spotify. And I know it sounds like a little thing, I know it doesn't sound that serious, but for me it's that serious. For me it's a big deal. And so I think I'll talk about that next podcast. But yeah, so check us out on all of the podcasting platforms. We also have like a RSS feed if you want to, if that's what, how you listen to your podcast, however you want to listen to us, because there's some dope stuff happening on Wild Extremities podcast. And I am so excited for this journey that I'm taking, that you're taking, that we're taking together. And I hope that you can come back daily to, you know, explore your own thoughts while listening to mine and my struggles and what's happening and my thoughts. And I hope that you're questioning things and that you're growing in some way. So yeah, check us out everywhere. Also check out my social media platforms at Wild Extremities everywhere. You can find me on anything. I love when you slide in my DMs. Be my friend. I promise I don't bite. Today's question is just about, what do I want to know? So I want to know, when was the last, or what have you learned from a moment of not seeing God's hand? and having to trust his heart? Like, what, tell me something that you've learned from a moment of not seeing God's hand, but having to trust his heart. Slide that into my DMs or leave a voice message on Anchor or, you know, whatever the case may be. I love to talk to you guys, and I'm always so excited to get your messages. And so then, last but not least, please, please, please don't forget to find beauty in the wild extremities of your souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. I love you guys. Mwah. Also, don't forget to check out my blog, wildextremities.com. There's a lot of content similar to this, except more organized, and kind of this is more like an off the cuff kind of thing, but that's more organized and detailed, and there's tips and there's tricks, and then there's more details about the things that I struggle with as well, and my poetry's on there too. So I would love for you guys to check that out. There's all types of dope things happening on there. Be great, guys. Mwah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.